the first piece of poetry I ever wrote in my life, and I did it in the seventh grade. Our teacher was Mrs. Carpenter. She gave us a poetry assignment to go, as we say in Texas, to the library and to look through books and find a poem, copy it down on a piece of paper, make a change in it, put our name on it, and call it our poem. That's poetry. And I wrote the following: Hell hath no fury like a sow with pigs. And she gave me an F and said I did not understand the assignment. It was poetry and mine didn't rhyme, but I could redo it. And you know something? I took the F. And I've always begun this poem by dedicating it to Miss Carpenter. The title of the poem is Mean. So, Miss Carpenter, wherever you are, it's for you. Pretty soon now, I said, and John nods his head, watching. So I said, I see she's broke the sack. There's water. His head goes up and down again, but he didn't say anything. So we both stand and watch John's big white sow back in her shed while she breathes easy. 700 pounds sprawled across yellow straw. Finally, John says, anytime now. And I nod my head this time. He says, yep, just any time. But the only thing we can do is watch. So we stand and wait and watch John's white sow labor. And John lights a cigarette to help the time go by while we watch. Last time, says John, she went crazier than hell. I had her in that pen with a wood floor, and I put in a lamp for the cold, and she's half done, got up, and that mean son of a bitch, she went over and bit that electric wire. Must have shocked her or something. She went like a crazy woman, to banging her head on the walls and the floor, and hollered like an elephant shot in the butt with buckshot. She tore hell out of that pen and had two more pigs while she's standing up. And never knew it. She acted like she's blind and couldn't see nothing. I had to get them pigs out with a rake or she'd have stomped on them all. And she jerked that rake right out of my hand twice. I had to get it back with a stick so I could get them pigs out or they'd all be dead. I got all but one that she killed and she finally went over and laid down to have her pigs. But every time one of them I had out spoke, she'd jump up and go crazy again. I had to put all them pigs in the front of my pickup all night to make her be still. And that light never did work right after that. She burnt it. I says, how come you keep her, John? She's too big. Mean. John looks at me like I was nuts or something. And says, because she had 12 pigs. And raised all but one more besides the one she stomped on. That's why, wouldn't you? But I didn't say anything. John White Sal was too mean for me. I would have sold her to John if she was mine. But she wasn't. She was already his, so I didn't have to. John, I says after a while, because she wouldn't pig, I bet that sow's got a pig stuck breech and it won't come. But John looks over at his pickup and doesn't say anything. So I say, if she does, and if it doesn't come, it could kill her and all them pigs too, don't you think? But he keeps looking at his pickup, so I say, I don't know. Course, but that might be it. She's been in labor a long time. She broke her water before I got here. I saw the last of the wet when I came, but I don't know. She's not my sow. It might not be that, but John says real low, she towed Carl out of the pen that time he got in and tried to climb out after him. She'd have killed him if she got to him. So I decided I wouldn't say anything else. She was John Sal. He would know what to do. Why don't you get in there and look, John said. You know more about that than I do. And I said, no, I don't, John. And I have to be getting home pretty soon. Jan will be getting worried, and I hate to keep her up. John says, Dave, I'll give you $25 if you go get that pig out. I said, John, I am not getting in that sow with that pen with that sow for $100. John says, okay, $15 cash. I said, no, John, I'm not going to get in there with her for $1,000. John said, I'll give you a pig. I said, I wouldn't do it for the sow and all the pigs loaded up to take to the auction. John says, okay, a live pig, you can pick it. I said, no, and I meant it, not for all his pigs. And I acted like I was getting ready to leave. I wasn't. I wanted to see how it came out, but I wasn't getting in that pen. So John goddamned me and said I was a sissy, and I didn't say anything because John was right. John says, if I get in there, will you come and hold the lantern in the door so I can see? And I said, yes. Because the sow was in bad shape by then. We could see that, and she had to have help. But I said, John, if she comes after me, I'm getting out, and I'm not going to worry about that lantern getting with me. It may get busted. John says, if she gets up, you just make sure she don't get you and that lantern both if you're in my way. I said, okay, because I know there's no way John can get out of that pen before me. I wasn't worried about that. So I said, where's the lantern? John says, over here. We go to his pickup for the lantern. John gives me the lantern and some clean rags to hold. And then he gets in his jockey box and he pulls out a pistol. I say, what's that? He says, well, it's a gun. I say, oh, I see. And he says, I ain't getting in there with her without no gun. My mama didn't raise no idiots. And if I need this, I want to have it with me. That's why. And he put it in his coat pocket. And I didn't say anything because she was John's sow, not mine. John climbed in the pen, and I followed. He went in the shed with the sow, but I stayed in the door while he moved around behind her slow to see what she'd do. She had her eyes closed, and she breathed hard because she hurt so bad. And I shined the light in so John could see. John knelt behind her and touched her, but she didn't move. So he rolled up his sleeve and started in to see what was wrong. Breech, I whispered. And he nodded, so I was right. And John went in to try to get it out. John whispers, hold still, I can't see. I said, who? And he said, you. I saw the lantern was shaking. I was scared. So I held it with both hands and it was still. John twisted his hand inside the sow. He said, I got it. I'm going to take it out now. He started pulling his arm back and the pig came out and it was Breech. Got it, I said. John says, yes, give me a rag. And I leaned in to hand him a towel and the pig wiggled in his hand. John tried to grab its mouth, but the pig squealed in his hand. God damn you, John screamed. The white sow jumped up and bellowed so loud the tin roof on that shed shook. Jerked around toward John. I stood there like Lot's wife shining that light in. John screams, God damn you again, and jumps back against the back wall of that shed. Hits it so hard it should have come down. Holding the pig tight against his chest, the sow roars at him. The muscles in her body standing out, all the hair standing straight up. I think, drop that pig, John, but I can't say anything. I'm frozen. holding the lantern in the door, the sow roaring and John screaming. And then he tears at his pocket and pulls out that pistol. God damn you, he says, you get away from me, you son of a bitch. That sow barks loud like a mad dog the size of a Jersey cow. John points that pistol at her head and it shakes like an aspen limb in springtime. God damn you! And she screams again. Snick, 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 snick. I see the empty cylinder turn. As John pulls the trigger, I taste powder in my mouth. Drop it, I hear somebody say. John keeps pulling that trigger, yelling, God damn you, sow roars. And her shoulders bunch up in a knot. She's so mad, she's slobbering. Drop it, I yell again. And John looks at me, his eyes wide as hubcaps. Drop that pig, I scream. And I see John's hand loosen, and the pig falls to the ground. But he keeps pulling that trigger, snick, 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 snick. Pig hits on its back and lays there. And the sow lowers her head and looks at it, but keeps on grunting loud and fast and mean. John stops pulling the trigger, but keeps the pistol pointed at her head. And the pig gets up and starts moving. The sow quits grunting and sniffs it and then looks at John and barks again. John pulls that trigger again, but he can't say anything anymore. And the sow turns and lays down and grunts, and another pig pops out. And the first pig finds her and tries to find a tit, and the second pig squirms and shakes its head and tries to clear its nose. And John stands with the pistol pointed at the sow, and I stand holding the lantern, and the sow grunts to her pigs just like, we're not even there, nothing happened. And I say, John. John points the pistol at me. And I say, get out of there, John. And he says, where? And I say, get out of that shed, John, before she gets up. And John says, who? And I say, get out of there, John. And John looks at the sow and points the pistol back at her. And then he starts sliding around the wall. And we get out of John's mean white sow's pen. John's shaking so hard, he can't light a cigarette. So I do it, but he drops it on the floorboard. So I pick it up and put it in his mouth, and he smokes. I say, you got a beer? He said, in the back, I think. So I take the lantern and look, and he has some hid in his junk in the bed. I get it. And for a long time, we drink beer and don't say anything. And I see that my hands are shaking, so the beer foams out the top of my can, so I drink three fast so it won't. I don't know if he ever finished his. Finally, I said, John, I wouldn't have a pig like that. I would get rid of her if she's mine. She's just too mean. She's going to kill somebody someday. John, staring straight ahead through the window, the muscles in his face still drawn tight. He says, God damn it. That's too bad. I say, well, you can't help it. Some of them go mean. He said, she was a good sow. I says, she's okay now. John says, but it was her or me. I say, it's okay. He sips his beer, then sets it up on the dashboard and leans back. I see tears in his eyes. And he's still staring straight ahead through that windshield. She was a good sow, he says. Even if she was mean. God damn it. I hated having to shoot her like that. And I looked out the window. And I didn't say anything. She was John's sow, not mine. I can't get the top screwed off this beer. Can you help? That's the only thing I miss this finger for. I got cut off. I just haven't got no grip to twist off these beer lids. They put them on too tight for me now. It was this guy I heard about who was a